Hi, and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 115. My name is Nick Tan, and I've lost my pop shield. So I'll keep the microphone a bit further away, because what it does is if I say something begin with a P, it kind of like fades it out so you don't notice it. So if there's a few pops, you'll have to excuse me. Slim Pickens. Oh, God, look, done it right. Slim Pickens. I'll do it from here. Slim Pickens this week, which is kind of good in a way. I've been sent a lot of old crap, to be honest with you. So I've been sent one new track that I'm going to play this week. So what that means is I can go back into my my trunk of treasures and pull out some older tracks that I haven't played for a while. And in doing that, I found some old tracks I haven't played at all that I thought I'd played. Anyway, it's going to be all the fun of the fair. And I'm going to start off with a great favourite of mine. This is Pine Ross. And this is Ruins.
No telling, I had my head down, dwelling on each step, but time goes by, rolling, slowly sweeping bellows, breathing in a breath. Kudzu crawls up and over and makes another dell-shaped fixture. But he'll come again with crane and rule, frame and scaffold, tools of every kind, to clear away the brush and scrape off all the rust and coat the picket fences white. But there's sounds from every corner, the rooms they burst with life, the streets are filled again, well, even if they only run inside my head.
Such a terrific response from you listeners. Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Yes, it certainly is. I can't find my spit shield, my pop shield. It's huge. I don't know where it is. Anyway, that was Pine Ross and Ruins, and marvellous track it is too. Now, this track I'm going to play you is called Code of a Madman, and it is by Shoulders of Giants. I haven't played them for months and months and months. Great track, this. Have a listen.
Case that he's right, picture from the inside, a terrible weight on our lives, we'll make do for now, but I'm so lucky to wait in the sand, in the seat of the work of a madman, take down all the walls, take down all the words, close in on the door of a madman. And more terrible weight on our minds, we'll make it through for now, cause I'm so lucky to wait in the sand, in the seat of the work of a madman, take down all the walls, take down all the words, closed in from the court of a madman, so lucky to wait in the sand, in the seat of the
Richard Vobes. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good, actually.
And so was that track there, Diary of a Madman. Fantastic little track there. The astute of you, long-time listeners or short-term listeners, might have noticed that I'm not giving information on the band anymore. I can't be bothered. I'm really sorry. I should say, and this is a band from blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But really, for me, it's all about the music. It might be... an interesting story. If you want to find out about the bands, go to the website. I know it's, I say it every week, but go to the website, find out about them. I don't even know what country they're in. I think Pine Ross might be from Scotland, but I could be wrong. Don't know. I think they came from Sarasota Records. The guys up there sent me some tracks there. But yeah, they've all come from all over the world. Now, delving back into the archives, as I have done this week for some tracks, because I haven't been sent much decent, to be honest with you. It's been a bit disappointing, actually. Sorry. It's been a bit disappointing. But I've generally been really lucky in the stuff that I get sent. Like I get sent really quality stuff. But I don't know. There's been some dodgy old bits of rubbish been sent to me this week. Never mind. Anyway, to be honest with you, if I didn't get sent any more tracks, I've got enough to last us a year. So we'll be all right. So this next track I'm going to play you, I should have played you, about a year ago. I think I got it about a year ago. And this is a track. I'm just looking through my notes, or my hastily scribbled notes here. This is for the future, Jeff Green, and it's from an album of his called Jessica. And there's a story here, but if you want to find out about Jessica's story, go onto the website, click on the link and find out about it. Maybe about 6 months ago, or when I first heard it, I wouldn't have played it. But having listened to some Brand X today, and those in the know would maybe know who Brand X are, I'm in the mood for this, and it will give you an idea what it's about. It's one of a couple of instrumental tracks I'm going to play today. Anyway, this is quite lovely. This is For the Future, and this is Jeff Green.
Thank you.
Bloody hell. That was a bit of alright, wasn't it? Loved that. If you didn't like that, you must have no soul or no love of the electric guitar. Anyway, it's kind of about this time.
We're going to have to huddle a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to huddle.
We're going to huddle.
We're in public.
I thought you were going to kiss me.
Hello.
So we've had a pre... podcast beer, haven't we?
Yeah. It's that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
So, Paul.
Hello, mate.
All right. Do you want to do that this time of the week again? Because I sort of do it and I start to think it's going to be some sort of like...
You always have this hang-up about it.
I just thought...
Happy.
It never seems like you want to join in.
No.
it's like, Paul. Yeah. Hello, mate. So, blah, blah. Like,
all right. Say it then.
We don't have to. Okay, I'm just saying, don't...
That's fine. Cool.
So, Paul.
Nick.
It's that time of the week again.
It is that time of the week again.
See that? It works, doesn't it?
Yeah,
where's
the dream? How are you, mate? You
all right? I'm all right. Very busy.
Yes. When aren't you busy?
Well, I wasn't busy over Christmas, actually, when I was ill and I couldn't do anything. But now I'm...
Yeah, but there was a reason for not being busy.
Yeah, that's true.
You're never not busy by, you know, do you know what? You know, I'm not going to be busy. You're always busy. Mm, you're always doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting back into it again.
Good way to be, my man.
Can you move around a little bit?
Because
I'm a bit. Because I had Grant in last week, and I noticed that he was a bit quieter than me. And I think I'm because he was sitting. Yeah, that's fine. I'm sort of talking like this, that thing there, and you're sort of talking to me.
Yes.
Maybe I could talk. Anyway, whatever. So yes. So what have you come to talk about?
About my week and some music. Really, I've had this week. I've been perfecting the art of being the hopeless, helpless father to be. Which we've all been through.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still living through it.
Yeah, my good lady wife, bless her, she's having a lot of back pain and all that stuff, you know, like they do. You just don't know what to do. You read your book.
You can.
That's what I said. A mate of mine said to me yesterday, he said, you just got to ride it.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you do, it's going to be wrong.
Yep, so I just have to live with that. Yep. And also this week I've been eating rather delicious banana cake.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Courtesy of Mrs. Nick.
Mm.
She's, as you know, I popped around yesterday to borrow some albums off of a good lady wife and left with not only some great music, but some deliciously fresh homemade banana cake. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Really
tasty.
She keeps giving it away.
Yes.
What happens? She bakes this cake and then goes, oh, would you like some? To various strangers wandering by. I think, is it going to be left for me?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So that's it now.
Fantastic. Can't.
I'm going to hide it.
Can't recommend it highly enough.
Mm.
So other than that, yes, been, just fatherhood and cake eating.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's been all good. And also listening to the last couple of weeks' podcasts as well. So
I won't catching go on. Up. People like to catch up, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I won't go on too much about 113 because that was a little while ago. But the two tracks that stood out for me were Penny Red.
Yeah.
Because I really liked her voice. There was something a bit Kate Bush about her vocals.
Yeah, there was.
And I thought when the guy duetted with her on, I thought it kind of didn't do it justice a little bit.
When he was
adding backing vocals.
Right. Okay.
I don't think it really works. But I really liked her voice. So it was great.
Because I met them last week. Was it?
Really before,
was
like, okay.
When I did it actually, probably after that, they were from Seend, Seend Acoustic Club, which is the place to be.
I took
Raj there.
It's
in between Devizes and Trowbridge, and you might not even know that. For anybody else, Stonehenge.
Yeah.
And then go north.
Okay.
And myself and Raj went there a couple of weeks ago,
and
Penny Red played, and so did we.
Mm.
And we came back in the fog, took hours it did. Oh, but the fog over Stonehenge was quite surreal.
I bet.
Ooh,
well, I bet that was
very
something.
Good.
Wow.
But the Penny River playing there.
Yeah, they were cool. I like them. The best track of that week for me was the Kid Russell track. Really like that.
Oh, isn't he good?
Really like that. Really edgy and a lot of balls to it. Really like that.
Yeah. Worth following him on Twitter if you're a Twitter person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We have a bit of banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I have a bit of banter with various people on the podcast.
Cool. Right. That's the way it should be. And then last week's podcast, 114. What's the Bang Bangs? Now that was
not the Bang Bangs. As I say, it's Bang Bangs.
Oh, Bang Bangs.
Bang
okay.
Bangs.
My apologies,
yeah.
Bang Bangs. Right up my street, that was. I loved it. Loads of energy. It was dripping with teenage hormones.
Oh, was it?
A lovely thought.
Have you got that underlined?
Yeah, I've got that written. Okay, yeah. I like that. It came to me this morning. And that, this was the kind of boy girl vocal that I liked. That kind of cutesy. I liked that. And then the Defender, I thought that was cool as fuck.
Golden Chips.
Really infectious.
Great track. Yeah, like great
that.
Track.
I like that a lot. Do you know what I thought the best track of last week was?
What's that?
Was Haircuts by Toupee.
Yeah,
I thought it was the best track.
Killer track, isn't it?
I love the ethic of it. I love this kind of... I don't know, there's that sort of thing. You listen to a band like that, and it's got that like punk sort of ethic to it, almost. That kind of, do you know what? I could get up and be in a band, sod it. Let's have a go. Not in a point of view, well, if they can do it, anyone can do it.
No.
In that kind of thing, well, actually, yeah. They're having great fun with it, and...
Absolutely.
You know, they're just throwing caution to the wind and just having fun, you know.
So. And it was good to have him along, because he actually, amongst other things, he showed me how to play my double bass.
Oh wow!
And he introduced me to a particular double bass player, which is
great. Oh wow, fantastic! Cherry Blue Storms. I really love her. I can't remember the girl's name now.
Don't do that to me.
I can't remember her name.
Don't do that to me. What's her name? Oh God, I've been emailing her this week. G Willikers, on Twitter. She is. They're coming over, mate. Let's just leave it for now.
To apologise.
She's going to make bad now. Oh, she doesn't listen anyway. But they're coming over to the UK the last 2 weeks of May.
Cool.
Trying to get a sort of gig in Southampton. I know. Okay. But hope springs eternal.
Yes, it does.
If not, I think maybe meet up in London.
That, Kiss Away, I think, is their best song.
Yeah, right? I think
they're a funny band for me, because I got off on the wrong foot with them.
Yeah.
Because that was that album that they sent me when I was writing for Plan Out Loud to review.
Mm-hmm.
And the first track was a cover of Baby You're a Rich Man by the Beatles. And I thought it was an awful version. And I thought, and that put me on the back foot with them straight away. But since then, you know, thanks to the stuff that you've played on your podcast, I've really grown to quite like them, yeah. So, yeah, you know, tremendous tune. And I thought showed a bit of promise.
Massimo.
And like last week, mate, if I ever mentioned something, then it didn't do anything for me.
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
Smashing Blue Storms.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Fucking name.
So
Massimo's got, it's got swagger.
Mm. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah,
it's got attitude.
Yeah. It's definitely got something. We're back. So yeah. So there we are.
Super.
Right to each podcast.
Kind of. Okay.
In
lovely.
A nutshell. This week I want to talk about a chap called by the name of Oliver Eaves.
All this time I've been wandering your shadows, dressed in black to commemorate your view. If you fail to exhibit yourself, just try to insist you're somebody else. All this time I've been harboring your devils, and all this time I've been deviled by the news. I came up to diminish your side, wherever you went I finished your stride.
I said last time I was in, a couple of weeks ago, that I didn't want to talk about things that I was, you know, I've been, towards the end of last year I was sent things and was listening to them like 5 minutes before speaking to you on Skype, and then was just picking out any old thing. So thankfully I've got a few things to sort of work my way through, and I've got, now Oliver Eaves, he's, I said I wanted something to be really excited about. I wanted to talk about things that I would genuinely really like, that I would listen to in my spare time, that I would. And I found this chap, Oliver Eaves. He's dropped me an email. He said, oh yeah, I'll send you an EP. So, great. Sent me a 3-track EP.
Physical EP.
Nice. Physical CD.
We like that.
And I think it's just a taster for a forthcoming album. Now, I had a little look around, delved into a few details about Oliver. He's an English singer-songwriter. I'm not sure where he's from, but he's
I think he's from Reading.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just heard a little snatch of a track.
Oh, okay.
And he mentioned the Royals. I was thinking maybe the Reading Royals.
Oh, a football thing, maybe. But yes, he's...
I should have impressed you that I knew about the Royals.
No, I was quite impressed by that. He's not a football, soccer fan. Actual fact, I put the EP on in the car last week on my way to play five-a-side football, or soccer, as our American fans call it, for the first time in 2 years.
Really?
Brilliant fun, but yeah, I was feeling a bit. But yeah, anyway.
It's all that cake.
It's all that cake, all that banana cake. So anyway, Oliver Reeves, the picture on the CD was him in the street somewhere, maybe in Reading, I don't know. And everyone else was distorted and it was him, and he looked kind of a bit of a loner and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, straight away I saw it, I thought, right, here we go, acoustic singer songwriter. I straight away thought that.
So why did you say that with
I have
with
no
that,
idea.
With that bad look on your face.
No, it's like, no bad look, but I just thought...
Depressed right, look on your face.
But because I've been sent so many things
have
by,
you?
In the past by solo guys, and you just and the artwork's a bit like that, and you think, right, I know what I'm going to get.
Okay.
And you fall into that trap of like...
So what,
you know?
Because this is useful for me.
Yeah.
What do you think when you think of singer-songwriter? What's the stuff that you get sent and you think, oh God, this is awful?
Oh, some of it's good, some of it's bad. It's just difficult to sort of, I don't know, really. Some of it is just so generic. That it's just generic and kind of, there's not a lot of imagination to it and you know what's coming, basically.
Right.
It's kind of...
Predictable.
It's predictable, it's worries me, it's kind of, nobody gets me, blah, blah, blah. But... And there's not a lot of ambition to it, you know. It's just pretty simple, which works. It's a difficult thing. There's a lot of pigeonhole sometimes.
But you're a band person, you see. You like rock bands and you know. Do you know what I mean?
I just like good music, mate.
I know.
Pigeonhole myself like that, but what? I mean, I like things.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say I'm a band person. No, I mean, I like acoustic music.
Oh, no, I'm not saying exclusively.
Yeah.
That's what you like. You don't like anything. If it's not a band, you're not interested. I'm not saying that, because otherwise we wouldn't bought this gentleman here today.
Indeed, this gentleman.
Let's talk about him.
Let's talk about Oliver Reeves. So anyway, I was pleasantly surprised. Put the CD on, expecting just, you know, acoustic guitar, just, you know. And this the first song on there, Slipstream, wow, you know, it had straight away this drum beat.
You keep your eyes shut in the morning, you're down the highway on a wishing well. You've got your roadmap and the stories, they seem to simplify whatever they tell. You have a mind full of addictions, you read a line about the open day. You have a dress code, no restrictions. Once you shout it out now, you're longing to say you have a head full of opinions. It seems to jangle with an open mind. You pulled yourself out of dominion. You once assured to seek.
And it immediately grabbed my attention. And I remember just sort of driving along thinking, hang on, this is a bit of a right, I like this. And I love the way it built up, and the chorus is a real winner.
What song is this called?
Earworm. It's called Slipstream. It's a big pop tune. It's uplifting. It's ambitious. And he's kind of just thrown caution to the wind a little bit and just gone, you know what? Here's a big fucking pop song. Have this. You know, it's in your face and it's great. Nice mix of influences. There's a real, you know, nice swelling Hammond organ, and it's got real infectious energy to it, pounding horns and stuff. And it's, you know, I love it. I would love to hear it live. And by the looks of things, he does have a regular band that he plays with. It looks like it's a five-piece, so it's cool. Next one was Between the Lines, which we had a little bit of earlier, acoustic opening to it. And that drags you into a false sense of security almost. You think, well, okay, it's going to be a bit more acoustic-based than the previous song. And then it sort of stutters a bit in a kind of very controlled sort of way, but then it's kind of Celtic sort of tinged, almost sort of wonder stuff, kind of indie feel to it, you know, that real just good time, you know, drinking music, I would say, you know. I think his voice recalls David Gray a little bit.
Whatever happened to David Gray?
I don't know.
I was thinking about him the other day, actually. Mm. Whatever happened to David Gray? He was everywhere, wasn't he? And then he was gone.
Yeah. I think he's still doing stuff.
Was it Babylon he had or something?
That was the big
Babylon.
One, yeah, that was massive. Yeah. For those of you listening at home, David Gray's not in the room. Nick doing the impression. But again, this is a very ambitious song, I think. You know, it's a big song. It's a big in-your-face pop song. I love it. Fool to Give In. There's a real eeriness to this. Really quite unsettling. It's a real sort of antidote to the other two sort of big uplifting pop tunes. This is like The Hangover, if you like. It's great. Oliver Eaves is a talent well worth keeping an eye out for. He's got a website, OliverEaves.com. He's on SoundCloud, he's on YouTube, he's on Facebook, all that stuff. And he's got some gigs coming up. He's playing the Boogaloo in London, and that's an acoustic set on February the 15th. February the 16th is at the Bull and Gate in London, Kentish Town. And then he's at the Albert in Brighton on February the 17th. So he's a busy boy. So well worth checking out, Oliver Reeves.
Lovely. Well, I think that'll do as well.
No, I think so.
Fantastic.
All right, mate.
Lovely. That was pretty good as well, wasn't it? Right, now time to play a track by one of my favourite bands. They live and they come from the same town as me, Eastleigh. Lovely, beastly Eastleigh. Deep, nestled in the armpit of Hampshire. Very close to Southampton, but not so as you'd notice. This is Brolin. This is Broken Links and Substitute Yourself. It's gorgeous.
Substitute yourself. Hi, this is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
And as a kind of like a palate cleanser, I don't just chuck this. Some of you might have noticed I've been stuttering over my words this evening. The reason for that is my friend Jack Daniels has come back to play. Yeah, sorry about that. I kind of thought, I miss my Jack Daniels on a Sunday night. It does me good. Anyway, that was Broken Links and Substitute. What was it? Substitute Yourself. Fantastic track. You know what? I would love to see them live. I played on the same bill as them once a couple of years ago, and I had to leave early for some reason, and I missed their set, and I deeply regret it. I think we're going to have... Paul keeps talking to me about having an Unplugged Jukebox special again soon. To be honest with you, I don't know if my liver can stand it after the last time, but we'll probably do it in the next few weeks, I think, Paul. Next few weeks, mate. If you don't know what an Unplugged Jukebox special is, it's basically Paul and myself and a few musicians from the area. Mark Lawrence from Broken Links, I think we'll have to get him in. And a few cans of Tisky from the local Polish shop. And we get drunk and talk about music and play stuff and have a bit of a laugh. So we will be sorting that very, very soon. But I'm back to being really, really busy again. So we'll have to wait and see when that can be. Now, a perfect palate cleanser for that last track, I think, is a track that I found. And I only played it once, actually. It's a really nice little, another instrumental track, but a nice little guitar instrumental track. This is Tony Wallace and Turtle and Crab.
It's Keiko, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely, lovely little track that. And that was sent to me by Tony. Now, most of the tracks I play are sent to me by the artists themselves. Probably about 70% of the tracks that I play are sent to me by the artist. And probably about the rest of it is sent from record companies. Just sort of indie companies, not DMI or Sony, obviously. They don't bother with podcasters. I don't know why, really. I get quite a few hundred people listen to this thing every week, and I know people regularly listen to it. sometimes I don't get it every week. Sometimes I have to catch up. I know some people will go to gigs because of what they've heard on here, because they've told me, and that they've bought albums from things they've heard on here because they've told me. So I don't know why people don't do it. Anyway, one of the reasons that I do that is there's this thing called Creative Commons, which I don't quite understand. But in the next couple of weeks, I'm getting a guy called Solo Bass Steve. If anyone's heard of Solo Bass Steve, I've managed to grab hold of him, and he's going to give a little talk. He's in America at the moment, about Creative Commons and what it actually means. So don't worry if you don't understand it. I don't understand it completely. But basically, I think, well, anyway, I'll wait till that all happens. But if you want to send me your track, then just send me your track. Go onto the website, follow the instructions. Follow the instructions on how to submit your songs to the podcast, and I will do it. If it's any good. What can I say? Some stuff's not been very good. It's a shame, really, because some of it was nearly good enough. But then there's one track that was sent to me that was, you know, quite good, but the synth was out of time. And I thought, I like it, but can you cut the synth out? Because it's out of time. And people, I thought, why did you not see that? Or maybe I didn't see it. Or maybe I've got it all wrong. I don't know. Anyway, let me play you this track. This is a track by a band called Alma. And this is called Scraps. We'll be right back.
My name's Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tans Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Now, when people send me stuff, often they say, oh, it's not very good quality, it's only a demo and stuff. But I don't really care about the quality of stuff, to be honest with you, as long as the content's good. If I've had stuff that's been sent to me that's really good, sort of like really well produced, it's bloody awful, to tell you the truth. And some stuff I get sent to me, it's just gorgeous. Now, this track, I played this a long time ago. It's just, I think, for me, it's difficult for me to put into words how much I love this song. I've played it a few times. It's by a band called Waxers At, from up north. It's just what independent music, for me, is all about. Because you won't hear this, I was going to say, you won't hear this on Radio 1. I'd be a bit disappointed, in a way, if you did. I love it. This is Waxers At and Make a Man Out of Me.
Tell me something you want me to be. Make a man out of me. Kick, scratch and chip away at me. You see, I'm just ordinary. Now it's time that we face up to facts. Instead of stepping over cracks, sit down, relax and cry perhaps. Oh, how should I react? When you tell me it's falling down on us tonight, maybe it's time that we give up these little fights. So sweet each and every time. Tell me you'll go forever, leave my side. Claw back and tear at what you need. I'll tell you what I mean. Take a look at me, I can guarantee. You see, I'm very ordinary. Give me your hand, I'll hold it in my palm. Well, would it do any harm? You can't breathe and stay with me. But you tell me it's falling down on us tonight. Maybe it's time that we give up these little fights. It's crazy to put ourselves through each and every time. Tell me you'll go forever, leave my side. Give up these little fights. It's crazy
so sweet each and every time. Tell me you'll go, forever leave my side.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Oh, marvellous. What a lovely little track that is. I don't know. It just gets me. It just gets me how good this bloody music is. And what's annoying at the moment is I've got quite a few of the bands that I've played on here saying to me, can you get us some gigs in Southampton, Nick? Can you get us some gigs in Southampton? I'm going, I don't know. I probably could. But whether you want to play them or not, I'm not too sure. Come on, Southampton, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I mean, I'd love to see Waxer's Axe play at a nice little venue in Southampton. Can you imagine? Waxer's Axe, just these two guys. In fact, any of the people that I'm playing tonight. Come and play somewhere like upstairs at the Talking Heads. Upstairs at the Soul Cell or something like that. It's a shame. It's a shame. I wish I could. Maybe I should do that this year. I need to find a venue in Southampton that I can get my little teeth into and push and get some of the bands that are out there, gigs down here, and introduce the people to some bloody good music. I wish I could. I wish I had the wherewithal. Oh, I've got the wherewithal. What am I talking about? I don't know. It's the Jack Daniels talking. Anyway, listen to this. This is bloody great. This is Safari. This is Quicksand.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra. Lovely. And Safari Quicksand. Wow, fucking great was that. Ah, great was that. It's funny, you know, a lot of these songs I'm kind of emotional about because I just think they're so good. Do you know what I mean? They're so good. You sort of hear, I mean, you must have heard it yourself, or you must have said it yourself, or whatever, when people said, you've heard a band somewhere and gone, God, how come this band aren't more successful? Do you know what? Do you know why? Because people are bloody lazy and they won't go on their websites and they won't buy their stuff and go, oh, look, I want to be a fan, I want to be a fan, I want to find out about this. Let's get fans back. Let's get music fans back, eh? Let's get out there and start, find one of these bands, these bands that I play at the very beginning of their kind of musical career. And some of them just don't go any further because they sort of push their stuff out there and people go, they listen to it and that's it. They're passive. They go, oh yeah, it's all right. I like that track. Oh, I really like that track. You'd like, all right, so if you like any of the tracks that I've played tonight, or well, it's tonight now, it's 20 past seven. It's 20 past seven. So if you like any of the tracks tonight and you think, oh, actually, I really like that, go onto my website, yeah? You haven't got to do anything there. My website's a hub, right? Go onto my website, find the band, because on the website there'll be a post for Is This Thing On Podcast 115. There'll be a lovely little picture of me. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Something's whatever. And there'll be a list of all the tracks that I've played tonight and all the bands that I've played. All you've got to do, click on one of those links, right? Click on one of those links and find out about that band. You might find, as with a lot of these bands, that they've probably got the Facebook page. Yeah, I won't worry about that, guys. But they've probably got albums for sale. They've probably got albums you can download for nothing. A lot of the bands have got all my stuff you can get for nothing. I play stuff. All my stuff you can get for nothing. Theirs you can get for nothing. Sign up to their mailing list. Find out what they're doing. They might be playing a gig round the corner from you. Do you know what I mean? They might be. You might be listening. I don't care where you are. I know there's people all over the place. But they might be from your hometown. Yeah? They might. That band, a band I played earlier on, might be from your hometown. So they might be playing near you and you can find out about them and you can go and see them and go, God, bloody hell, I heard this on this podcast from England and now you're playing here in wherever. You know, things like that do happen. So don't be passive, be active about it and go out there and find some bloody music because otherwise it's going to be, do you know what? It's going to be, you're going to be watching fucking idiots. Do you know what we've got in this country now? You've got Jersey Shore in America. We've got Geordie Shore. We've got, oh, what is it? The Only Way is Essex. If you want to watch fucking idiots, you just sit there and do nothing. Do nothing. And that's what you're going to get. You sit there, do nothing, and that's what you'll get. You'll get nothing. You'll get fucking idiots on your television. You'll get fucking idiots on your radio playing fucking awful music. Get out there, do something about it, and listen to some good music. You might like one track I've played tonight. There might be one track. I'll tell you what, I've got a track coming up in a minute and you'll bloody love this. Listen to this. This is from Japan. This is a band called Light. This is called Image Game. It's absolutely amazing. Listen to this. We'll be right back.
こんにちは、ニクさん、私はロンリーと言います、ニクさんの It's This Thing On Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
Wow, fantastic. What a track that is. What a track. Right, two little bits of news for you. If you don't know, on the website, it's this thing on podcast, it's this thing on podcast.com, that you can buy a CD. Can you believe it? You can buy a CD of 14 tracks of some of the people that I've played on the podcast. So if you go to the website and go to a page, I'll put a link on for this thing, and it's called This Thing Is On, and you get a CD. Beautifully mastered CD. I sent it off to Finley Sound over in America, and they mastered it free for me, and they did a bloody marvellous job, because there's 14 tracks from 14 different artists, all different EQs and everything, and they've made it sound absolutely fantastic. It's all handwritten on the CD, all the tracks, all the websites, and all the names of the tracks. And do you know how much it will cost you? £5. Five, whatever that, what's that in American money? I don't know, it's about a dollar or something, I don't know. £5, it wouldn't even be $10, yeah? Go and buy it and I'll send it to you in the post. I think it costs £6 if you're in America. But go there and pay it on PayPal, costs you £6 or whatever, £5 or £6. And you get 14 tracks of independent music and it's absolutely brilliant. Right, so there's that. That's always going to be there, by the way. That's been up there for a while. I probably don't push that enough. There's another podcast that I do. I produce it and I do the music for it, and it's called Hot Potatoes Podcast. Now, you might remember years ago, Hot Potatoes Podcast, and there's a new one of those coming out very soon. I've got nearly all the tracks for it. It's a comedy podcast. It's very, very English, very, very funny. I'll put a link up onto the website as well. And we're going to release all the tracks, all the music tracks from that, including some of the jingles, including some of the old Watch With Mothers songs that we did. In fact, I think I'm going to play some. Yeah, because there used to be a podcast called Watch With Mothers, which sort of finished and then started up again. That was kind of the same, with the same people in it, doing the same things, but called Hot Potatoes. I don't understand that. But yeah, that's what we do now. And all that music's coming out soon. A CD with artwork, because Ben from, who's one of the head cartoonists at Classic Rock Magazine, he is part of it. He co-wrote this song. He wrote the words for this song, and I did the music for it. And that's what I'm going to finish off with this week, which is a bit of a laugh for you all. And it's called Here's Me, and I'll speak to you all next week. Bye.
Here's me, sitting on the loo. Here's me, having a poo. Here's me, squatting on my throne. I only have the wife, will leave me alone. Here's me, lost in concentration. Here's me, with the mold constipation. Here's me, I finally found my station. I feel like I'm shitting for the whole British nation. Here's me, reading's changing my. Here's me, I'm letting out a fart. Here's me, straining on my heart. What I'm doing on the toilet is a work of art. Here's me, shitting for my life. Here's me, avoiding the wife. This shit, it's cutting like a knife, but when it's out, it's worth all the pain and strife. Here's me, I'm wiping my bum. Here's me, with the pages from the sun. Here's me, I hope we'll soon be done. The sharpened paper corners are not a lot of fun. Here's me, so I'm gonna say goodbye. Here's me, grabbing life again my thighs. Here's me, I really can't get nice. My classic toilet moment's water tears in my eyes.
There's him, he's just at the runs. There's him, a shit up his bum. There's him, he's stuck to his guns. They let you take his course, even though he had the runs. There's him, a classic British shitter. There's him, a classic toilet sitter. There's him, he's not even bitter, but his arse is cutting off by a case of the squitters. There's him, with a true British grit. There's him, a man who's done a shit. That's him, oh, he's done his bit. He's an artist in his medium, he's doing a shit.
Well, I think we can all agree that this plucky young Englishman has exceeded all our expectations. He disappeared into the water closet at 5:30 to do his bit for Britain and didn't come out again until the job was done. It's only fitting that the nation that invented toilet paper should produce a champion of this collider, and I for one would like to congratulate him for his sterling contribution to the science of loosening one's bowels. When we consider the mountain he had to climb and the fact the odds were not stacked in his favour, it's extraordinary that he completed his mission in a mere 73 days. But completed he did, and for that he has the gratitude of the entire nation.
Wonderful songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?